The franchise tag deadline came and went yesterday, and there were only 5 players around the NFL who received that tag from their respective teams. Now, the franchise tag guarantees that player one more year with their team and a salary that is an average of the top 5 highest paid players at that position, or 120% of the player's previous salary. So, long story short, they're all getting paid. For another year, the Colts did not use their franchise tag, which didn't come as a surprise. So this means that on March 14th, there are 13 players on the Colts roster who could potentially hit the open market as unrestricted free agents. And all that means is that they are open and available to all 32 teams once 4 o'clock rolls around on that new league year. Now, the only official news we have on the players on that list came from the combine last week, where Chris Ballard said the team is likely to go younger at running back, moving on from Frank Gore. And defensively, while the Colts do have interest in bringing Rashawn Melvin back, they'll likely allow him to shop around. But as for everyone else, time will tell. But names like Jack Muhort, Pierre Desir, and Dante Moncrief pique my interest to see what will happen in this coming week. The rumor boards are hot right now, but the good news is we don't have to wait too much longer because, like I said, that new league year does start on March 14th and the fun of free agency officially begins. We'll start to get some answers on maybe even how the Colts are going to attack the draft after filling some needs through free agency. For the Colts, I'm Caroline Cann.